Blog Talk Radio.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
you healing somebody, but don't do it without me.
Another day that he had made, and we should be glad in it, because if it had not been for God, really touched us. You know, I love this the songwriter. You know, he says it so well. It's a time that you just, you be in God's service. It's a time that you be going through life and you see things happen, and you say, Lord, why you blessing? Why you blessing? Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, will you just move and do this everyday life, Lord, and you consider life. Lord, just give me more abundantly of your life. And, you know, since we're there, it's not about life on this side with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about, I believe in the teach, preach word. We have to teach about the kingdom of God. You know, we've been here. Reverend, get down in the word, and then now we just transitioned over from, he didn't call the disciples, now he tells a parable, and I love how the parable was presented on by the seed. You know, I'm talking about Jesus had to get the thing so everybody, nobody could really understand it as well as who he's talking to. You know, a lot of people were following him. A lot of them wanted to see what he was doing, but this parable is literally placing it by a side of something else is the purpose of comparing. And comparing this is an earthly event pointing out heavenly truth. It's an earthly event pointing out heavenly truth. Watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace.
Thank
we come
Lord.
To humble to you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown,
Lord.
As we come so humble to you, Lord, we ask you, Father God, if there's never one that came out just to want to come out just to listen, maybe, Father God, maybe want to hear, get closer to you. Maybe they want to change their life, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let it be through
Thank
the
you,
welcome, Lord.
Lord.
Let it be through the prayer, Lord. Let it be through the song, Lord. Let it be through the teach, preach word, Lord. Let it be through, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Lord, so we believe we are coming together. We believe that when we come together this morning, things is going to move, Lord. We're going to be the same, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be just the same on Friday, Lord. Same on the next day, Lord. We want to believe things are going to move in people's life, Lord. The growth in the people will be more. And say, Lord, I need thee. Lord, I need you today, Lord. Strengthen me today, Lord. So maybe I might not have a problem, but I can help somebody else to have a problem, Lord. So, Lord, use your people today, Lord.
Cut your people,
Lord. Moving in, Lord. When they hear the words, they not just be hearers of your word, but they doers of your word, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for Reverend, Lord. Thank you for Martha. Thank you for Brother D. Thank you for the ones that come out and try to support
Thank
the
you.
Ministry. If they want to give, be fruitful, Lord. Bless, Lord.
Decrease,
Lord. We love you, Lord.
Right, Lord.
We love you, Lord. Cover the ones that are driving the highways and byways, Lord. Whether it's a physical driving in an automobile or whether it's a spiritual thing, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Yes.
Physically, mentally, and financially, Lord. Always cover us with your love, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Again.
Jesus' name.
Amen. The parable.
Amen.
You know, I'll listen to my brother, but I want to put this in there again. A parable is an earthly event. Pointing out a heavenly truth. I might as well do it again. A parable is a comparison. It is an earthly event, pointing out
That's
a heavenly
right.
truth between
mm-hmm.
the earth and heaven. So
that's
why
right.
when you see Jesus, he goes a little farther with it. He says the earth is a story has been developing and discovering a heavenly truth. The spiritual point is finding one only acting through an effort of God. So when God
mm-hmm.
speaking to his son, see, he had to send his disciples out. And he had to
that's
send
right.
them out because they had seen and heard. Now the people have seen and heard, but now he wants
mm-hmm.
to really, really speak to them spiritually. So when he's speaking to
yeah.
them spiritually, he wanted just to be just the ones that hear him in the spirit. See, the ones not going to hear him because they're not, in tune with him. They haven't
that's
accepted
that's
him yet. But someone that accepted
right.
him could accept the parable. You know, they want, you
mm-hmm.
know, even though they did, they asked the question. Even after many times he done
mm-hmm.
something, they asked questions. But then I'm going to tell you something. He gave them the answer. He rebuked them sometimes, too, about that. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so some of us
mm-hmm.
been around this thing long enough to know that we come in, especially, you know, here recently, we believe that God has been speaking.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that God, that seed. He was presenting yesterday. He presented that seed, and that seed has to get to that ground, you know. And like
right.
he was saying it, but my thing is not to never reteach behind him, but he left the 26 through 29, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're still talking about the growth of the seed.
That's right.
You know,
talking That's
about the
right.
growth of a believer. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't took into the ground. You know, what is the ground? The ground is a man's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Help me,
yeah.
Holy Spirit. I'm just old. I like to repeat myself, but then this is what the seed does once it gets to the ground. It has to get fertilized, right? You know, it has
mm-hmm.
to get fertilized. So the fertilizer is faith. Once you believe, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you believe,
mm-hmm.
the seed can do some things. You know what I'm talking about? The
mm-hmm.
seed can get
yeah.
it can reproduce. It can get ready for the harvest. But let me tell you something. It starts on some good ground. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can't take this seed and don't believe and say, I'm
mm-hmm.
you know, you got them hypocrites, right? You got them hypocrisy people, them phonies. You know, they look like they are, but they on the outside, but on the inside, they so far from it. Oh, hear
mm-hmm.
me, Holy Spirit. They
yes,
so
sir.
Far from it. You know, and I love how God been doing to us. He want us to know that we have to be a fruitful seed. So a fruitful
yes,
seed
sir.
Would take its place, you know. And every time I look at the word of God, and it reads like this, and it's, and he said, so is the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
I love that part. You can just hang with me for a minute. So is the kingdom
mm-hmm.
of God. As it if a man should cast seeds into a ground. Hey, now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a bit
mm-hmm.
of a sight. Now, he's saying this seed, as a man went out
mm-hmm.
and put it in the ground, so is the kingdom of God. Came
mm-hmm.
to this earth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You might not feel like this moment, but came here.
Come
this
on
moment, and he came in, and when he came in, you know what he did? He said, for God so loved the world.
That's good.
He gave his only begotten son. So whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what?
Everlasting.
Not Jesus in the ground. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving around. Now it's trying to get in somebody. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
mm-hmm.
not going to force his way in now. You don't have to come. You know, you come. He come to you with an open heart, because
mm-hmm.
his heart is open. Because if his heart was so open, some of the stuff we did and done and doing,
mm-hmm.
he had to have a heart to receive us.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
because
right.
This,
That's
this,
right.
The scripture said it is so. The kingdom of God is if
mm-hmm.
a man to cast a seed into the ground. I stayed there for a minute because he's dealing with a parable again. He's
mm-hmm.
dealing with the kingdom. The kingdom is the church. He's trying to grow. And he said, when the kingdom is looked on, it's like him. When the ground is put in the ground, now man can reach for God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now man can, when he be on the ground. So some of us got to get on the ground. That's what I'm talking about. He said, if you've been all high mighty, you got four scriptures in you, this ain't gonna help you none. But
come
boy,
on,
you been on the ground. You done rolling that dirt. You know what I'm talking about? You say you're never going to be nothing. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on now.
But if you've been a choir director, and you've been singing in the choir and preaching the pulpit, you know what? He's talking about you too. Because some of us sing while we yet in the church. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
While
we
yet in the church. You know what I'm talking about? But he just took root, though. He wants to get some root. He wants to get off in there. Now he wants to be reached.
That's right.
The only way we can be reached for God that he you have to grow, man. What you grow at?
That's
you
right.
Grow through trials. You grow through tribulation. I love this here. Let me do this here. The growth for Jesus, sometimes you have to go through some, my brothers and sisters, to learn the reality of Christ. You have to go do something. Why you stand here? Because the kingdom of God is already here. Right? Jesus left, but he left us with the Holy Ghost. So it can help us grow. That might just work for you. You might not be like most of us. I don't know nothing but Bible because it's called to read the book. Read the book. But since I'm reading the book, let me deviate for a couple of seconds. You don't have to go. You can just put this in your margin. Now, you know where I'm going. He said, these things have I spoken unto you. Be ye present with you. Now, watch this now. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Where you at, man? Well, man, I want you to just listen to me for a minute. Put this in your margin. These things have I spoke unto you, being yet present with you. That's like somebody, the kingdom that came in, right? It's like, say, he's there. I'm speaking to you. I'm with you right now. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name.
He shall teach all things and bring all things
to your remembrance. And look what he said. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave unto you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, let not your heart be troubled. Look what it says, neither let it be afraid. So I want to pause there for a minute when I say this here. He wants us to come on in. Oh, yes. He wants to come on in. Don't worry about it. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to get to that point about what I mean by the Holy Ghost. Because there's going to be some time that you're going to be here listening to the word of God, and it's going to be something you're going to have to help somebody with. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's going to be it's going to be something said, and you might bump somebody along the way, and God put in your heart that you tell that somebody, don't you know you're part of the kingdom? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Don't you know you part of the kingdom? What you mean
part
by that? Don't you know God invested something in you? What did he invest in me? He invested his son in you. Now watch this here. Somebody said, I just can't believe you're a child of God, but he's working it out. Sister, have you prayed for me? Have you been praying for me? Quit talking about me and pray about me. watch this here. Because I'm still trying to get out of this thing. Watch this here. I'm going to move along with this. Look what he said. Again, let me make sure I tie this up. And he said, so it is the kingdom of God as if a man. Is that me? Is that me? So is the kingdom of God. Is that me? No, that's God. What he does, he said, as it is a man should cast a seed into the ground, as it should, sleep and rise night and day. And the seed shall spring and grow up, and he know not how. Watch this here. Why I said it like this? Because once you plant that seed, once that seed has been put in the ground, the farmer plants the seed, right? Then he goes on his regular affairs. Help me, Holy Spirit. But as he sleep day and night, that seed is in that ground, and then what does it do? You can go by your everyday thing. Well, let me tell you something. That seed is gonna grow. How does it grow? We teach this here. You don't even have to take this nowhere, but we teach this here that you have to be, you have to get somewhere where the Bible's been taught and preached. You have to be somewhere around some positive people, because when you've been converted, once God has changed you, you don't need to be around people that's going to change your way. Oh, you need to be around somebody who's going to speak positive to you, to help you along the way. Help me, Holy Spirit. So why did I say this? Because it's going to be a time that nighttime, you know what I'm talking about? So when God's trying to help you through that night, and so you can grow, you know what I'm talking about? And then we're talking about growth. Yeah. This growth, the only Jesus himself can come down and cultivate this thing. We can read. Mm-hmm. We can teach you all things, but if you're not hearing God in us, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't want nobody to ever watch this. I want to be the lesson to be always with conviction.
Yeah.
Conviction. You know what I mean? That when you hear the word of God, that you make a change in your life. You hear the word of God, that you get closer to the word of God. You hear the word of God, don't get close to me. Get close to God. You know, because I'm going to tell you for what I get through, I'm going to tell you to pray for me. I'm going to tell you to keep lifting me up. Yeah, because I know when we start being lifting ourselves up, eventually you're going to hit that door.
Lord, hear mercy. Lord,
help me, Holy Spirit. Eventually,
Lord,
you're going to, I know a lot of folks don't like this because they want to be told how good they're doing, how good they are, how good they sound.
Yeah,
but let me tell you something.
Yeah,
it's about the kingdom building with me. The growth of a believer, it starts right now. It starts right now. Even if you've been on this journey a while, then you have to watch yourself. You have to watch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be on this journey right now with these seeds dropping like they were doing. You were talking about yesterday. You know, but God had to let the disciples know that he's going to see some people like that. They're going to see some people that the ground is not, it didn't get rooted. It was the seed was there. They did their job. They planted the seed. They sowed the seed. They put it there. But it was up to the individual to receive it. That's why you look at sometimes, man, why would he do this? Or how did she do this? Because it haven't took root. It haven't got down and done. They got up and started running faster than they should have been running. Help me, Holy Spirit. So that man. Okay, the same with the kingdom of God. Now, with growth in the believer, remember I told you, now this parable is what? It's a present
earthly.
An earthly thing, right? Yeah, but what we see is a heavenly answer out of it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me give it to you again. An earthly event pouring out a heavenly truth.
Yeah.
We're looking at this parable, it's a we see the plant of the seed. We see it, and it went to the ground. Now we see it by night and day. It's producing itself. We don't know if it's a mustard seed, but he's talking right now is the kingdom of God. It's like that seed.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God. Have you ever seen somebody grow in God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever seen somebody just time out? Well, the book is right. We stopped it. The church stopped. You don't hear this all the time. What, you don't hear too much of this. What you don't, I'm going to tell you what you don't hear. He said, go ye therefore. He said, go ye therefore. He said, what'd you say? He said, and teach all nations.
Yeah.
Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then you don't know what he told them? And teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's Matthew 28 and 19:20. We got to get back to it. We too busy trying to tell them how to get rich. Society so commercialized right now. You know, we have it now. They told me that some of us, we can take our masks off. If you've been vaccinated, you know, they didn't show you. If you took the little test and you've been approved, now you can take the old mask off. That's what I heard yesterday. You can take it off. You know what I'm talking about? But you got to took the vaccination. You got to, well, I'm telling you right now that God is in control. You know, you have to use your better judgment on things, you know. You got to look at it like this here. It took some of us hard to put a mask on. But now you can you imagine walking around here now without a mask? Yes, you can. Quit attaching yourself to something that you think is securing you. Listen, people had masks on, still got sick.
Yeah.
You know, talk to me. You know, it's all about God's will. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you put your faith in something, see, they'll believe in certain people, but can you believe in the preach word? Look what the one of the scriptures said. And as you go preaching, say it to the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Watch this again. And as you go preaching, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, what I tell you in darkness that speaks in the light, and what you hear in your ear that preach you up on the housetop. So what he's trying to tell us in Matthew 10 and 7 and 27, he was trying to tell us when the word go forth, no help in Holy Spirit, no harden your heart, especially when you're in the dark spot. Especially when you're in the dark spot. When this seed was in the ground and it started spreading up and it growed up, now he knows not how it done because God is involved. Man cannot get the glory. I just told you what the Holy Ghost does. Once you've been taught, once you've been shown the commandments of the Lord, you start activating in your life, things change. You start growing. It should hurt you on the inside when you displease the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. It should help you in the inside. Mm-hmm. You think when you hurt your spouse or you hurt your parents or you hurt your significant other or your friend, you think that's a hurt. Think about how when Jesus deposited his love in you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The man, I'm talking about maturity right now. The man should do the things he used to do. One of them scriptures said, when I spoke as a child, I did things as a child. Now if I come as a man, I put away them childish things. There's some things you just got to stop doing once you get on this side. How's the seed going to grow? What hinders the seed to be so slow when it's growing? Because the process of somebody, not because they how they retain it, because the process of them won't let go sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because the process, because they don't want to let go sin. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Because it's so good. Sin is so good sometimes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sin is so good sometimes that you love doing it sometimes. If you don't watch it, it can take control of you. Somebody said, what sin you talking about? Now, I'm going to do one if you don't mind. You know what one sin will tell somebody else? It's forgiveness. What you talking about, man? I forgive. I just don't forgive. They're going to see. It's not growing in you yet. But see, you hear one part of the part of the lesson that you're supposed to forgive your brother. But when Peter asked him again, how many times? And Jesus told him 70 times. And then for the average man, if the seed ain't rooted, he going to say, man, once I get to the end of that 490, I'm going to get that person. You know, that's how you do it. When you say you don't forgive, you forgive, but you don't forget. Let me tell you something. I'm not telling nobody to be crazy or nothing like that, but I'm going to tell you, if you put it in God's hand and you tell that person, it might be you or the other person, and you tell that person to forgive you, help me, Holy Spirit, you allow him to forgive you or you give them, it has to take time. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes that stuff has to take a little time. But when you put it in God's hand for the growth, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, for the growth,
yeah,
spiritual growth in that. You don't know how to grow for long. I remember when God removed something from me. But I remember the time I didn't remember when he moved it. That's that scripture when it said, rise night and day. The seed should sprout up and grow up. Look what he said. And he knoweth not how. That's what I'm saying. That's something, once it gets inside of you, let me teach it, brother. When it gets inside of you, it's some stuff when removed from your mind, you don't know how to do it. But what you did? You kept reading the word. You kept being around mm-hmm. positive people. Eventually, it would leave. I know I'm right about it. Sometimes
that's
I just don't
right.
need to help because I felt my change before.
That's right. That's
oh,
right.
yeah, Bill.
That's right.
I felt the
that's
change
right.
before. I seen the change. I see that ground change.
Mm-hmm.
And then my process, some of my process was slower than most of it. But, boy, when I got in there, and
mm-hmm.
he spoke to me through the word of God, I got closer to his word. And I started saying, Lord,
mm-hmm.
I want to change. Lord, I really, really
yeah.
want to change. I want to get this out of my heart. Lord, remove this. And he removed it from me, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I know he would do
that's
it for
right.
you. I know he's the same God did it for me. I can't speak for you what hold you down when really giving you
mm-hmm.
all to him. Some of it is giving to him for part-time. But I'm going to tell you something, part-time
yeah.
is going to run
yeah.
out one day. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Poor
mm-hmm.
time going on one day. One day you want to choose the master because he's going to come back. Somebody knows the book.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't coming back like he did the first time.
All right.
He's not coming like
yes,
he did
sir.
The first time. He came through humble
mm-hmm.
the first time. He came through 42 generations the first time. He came through a stable. They weren't looking for him and seen. They wanted to kill him.
Mm.
When the kings were seen, they gave him gifts and went the other way cause, so they couldn't face Hero. Oh, I know I'm in the book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they didn't want to tell him about the real king. The real king. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
he's
yeah.
not coming like that again. He's giving us opportunity right now while the blood is running warm in our veins, while the door is
right.
not shut. That seed
right.
is trying to grow in you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm not going to be with you long, but I want to tell you, Jesus is standing there knocking.
Yeah.
Help me,
yes,
Holy Spirit. I got this. Let me
mm-hmm.
do this here. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Did you hear what I said? Except.
Mm-hmm.
A man be born again. Somebody said, man, we should be already there. But see, you might be there, but are you being fruitful with that seed that you've been pulling in your heart? I really believe
mm-hmm.
what he said when he told Simon. Said the devil was out there to sift him like wheat. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he prayed for Simon because I prayed for you, but you fell in not. But he told Simon,
mm-hmm.
when you've been converted, go straighten the brethren. That's what the ministry
mm-hmm.
about. Once you've been delivered, once you've been helped,
yeah.
you're supposed to help somebody else. Somebody get mad
that's
when somebody come
it.
Tell them the truth. You know, some, I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
the truth hurts. Oh, help me, Holy
yeah.
Spirit.
Yeah, well,
sometimes
praise
it
the Lord.
Hurts. Yeah, you probably think you already got it. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can do much better, man, if we just be more humble to the Spirit. Humble
that's
to
right.
the Spirit. We don't have to have a mic. We don't have to be on the front line. But God calls
mm-hmm.
some to do that. That's what the book said. People don't like to hear it, but God calls some to do that. He said many
mm-hmm.
are called, but a few are chosen. So don't get the trip
sure.
when you hear about the mic
mm-hmm.
and spit out that word.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean they called. Because God's
mm-hmm.
word would not come back void. If you hear somebody
that's
speaking,
right.
you hear somebody conveying God's word, hear me well said, and they're telling you about Jesus. He has to stand on the principle. Jesus had
mm-hmm.
to come in. He has to bless. I don't care who's saying it.
Yes.
What might have come out. He has to come. That don't mean that person's not in error, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That don't mean
yes,
that person's not in error, though. Don't get it twisted, my brother. Just keep reading. You understand what I'm talking about. It don't
mm-hmm.
make the person
mm-hmm.
not in error because God would not let his word come back void. He's going to
that's right.
you call on his name and you tell someone God can heal. I believe God can deliver you from anything that was in your body. I believe that. But then watch this here. But it don't
thank
lie to what he's saying in his lifestyle. Oh, you know
mm-hmm.
I'm in the book. You've been around them?
Yes, sir.
They don't line up with it. They say a lot of things out their mouth, but they don't line up with it. But the Bible
mm-hmm.
said it one day. He told you, get away from me. Oh, yes, sir. You work up iniquity.
Right.
He said, get away
work
from me.
Work up iniquity.
Yeah, because you care. Yeah, you cast demons out. Yeah, you prophesy. Yeah, you preach. You sound pretty good. But you work up iniquity. And he cast
mm-hmm.
them out. That means, you did it. Because I had to stand on my word. Because you were speaking to my
yeah.
baby. You were speaking to my
yeah.
church. You were speaking to my wife, so I had to come on. So you want to be the best man in the room, and I want to put you to the side. Oh, help me on the spirit.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself when I do this. Here. Watch this here.
Come on,
let me keep on so we can get them out of here. And for the earth bring forth fruit of herself. For the blade therein ears after they fall corn on the ear. But when the fruit brought forth immediately, he picked it up and suckled it. Look what it said, because the harvest is come. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we have to do. We have to be patient when we teach God's word. We have to be take time for people. I've been around people that give up. You know what I'm talking about? I've been around people that say, why? I've been around people because, see, they have been called to do this here. You understand me? You have to stay down all the way when you're in the ministry. You can't look at your circumstances and make somebody be there. You got to look at them through Jesus' eyes. You got to know whatever it takes you to get there, what did he have to bring out of your life? What do you have to do for your life? For you to grow. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But growth requires, watch this now, stay with me. But growth requires much patience and trust. Somebody don't understand what I'm talking about. Let me tell you this. Growth requires much patience and trust. If that didn't work for you, watch this here. And now he did minister the seed to a sower. Both minister bread for your food and multiply your sowing, and it increase the fruit of your righteousness. Second, watch this here, Corinthians 9:10. I don't know what scriptures y'all, but you got to grow. Oh yes, sir. This ain't a problem. This ain't probably real good. But you got to grow and grow, and you grow in your teaching. You got to let them person grow. Let them grow. And then all the way they're going to increase is God increasing their life. And the only way they're going to increase, they have to decrease. But then you got to get out of the way so God can do it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because the growth comes from the harvest of how it would one day it was just a seed. Now it's right now. Now the day has come when you can go and fully see the fully grown harvest. You could tell when somebody been changed. The believers do not bear its own self. It bears up Jesus Christ. It honors God's word. It never returns to him void. The believer cannot reassure himself, but he can reassure himself in Jesus. Because us, we fall. We fall daily. I don't care how long we've been doing it. We fall daily. But then how you fall, my brothers and sisters, is how you get up.
Growth
don't come. You might have some bad days right now, like I. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But you walk
thank
in
you, Lord.
You've been healed. Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You have a believer in this harvest time, when it's time to pick that fruit up. You know, when it doesn't, it's when he sees Jesus' face. Oh, help me. Explain this, brother. Taste it. When he sees Jesus' face, he's not going to get it until he sees Jesus' face. When the sower comes for his seed, it's going to come and take you out this physical body and put you in his arm. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm saying, yeah, you're going to walk and you're going to maybe feel pretty good. You can sing, you can preach, you can teach, you can vandalize, you can give somebody $4. Yeah, you're going to do all them things. But that, I'm not talking about that when he pulled you out that harvest. Yeah. Don't you know you just in a vessel, it's got to all heavy hold. The vessel got to go back to the dirt. Hey, oh, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. You might miss me.
Yes, sir.
The vessel has to go back to the ground that it will reproduce by. But I can't out my mother's womb. But I believe in the book. Man was built out of dirt. We ain't but some mud. And it returned back to the dirt it came from. So he had to pull us out of there. He got to pull us out of there for your labor. What you been laying in? What you been laying in? Help me, Holy Spirit. What you been laying in?
Amen. Amen.
How you truly been holding on to the vine? How the vine dresser has really been a part of your life? Can somebody say you are guilty of that one that said that he loved the Lord? Are you truly guilty, my brothers and sisters, that when the book was wrote, and it went like this here, if you don't mind, but the rest of the day was alive, not again, until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The one such, the second death, has no power. But they that should be priests of God, of the church, should reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years expire, Satan shall be loosed out of the prison. And then shall go out to deceive the nation. Watch this here. And which are the four corners of the earth. And to gather them together to battle the number of whom as the sun, the sea of the sea. Look what it said. And David went up on the bread of the earth and compassed and came unto the saint about, look what it said, beloved city, fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
Mm.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are. Shall they be tormented day and night. And they go again, y'all, forever ever. And I saw a great white throne, him that sat on it, for whose face on the earth and the heavens fled away. Help me, Holy Spirit. And there was found no place for them. For I saw the dead, the small grave, standing for God. The book was open. In the book was open. In the book was
Hallelujah.
Open.
Hallelujah.
In the other book. Now, there's another one now. Was open, which was the book of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. In the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the book, according to their works. Let me do this again. I saw a dead, small and great, standing before God, and the book was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. In the seed, look what's here, gave up the devil. I'm going to get some in a minute, boy. And wherein it is. And they death and hell dwelled upon the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. I'm in the book, y'all. And the dead and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Come on.
This is the second death. And whosoever was not found in the book of life, now help me, Holy Spirit, was cast into the lake of fire. I saw a new heaven. In a new earth. I'm in the book, y'all. With the first heaven. Oh, and the first earth will pass away. There was no more sea. I done saw the holy city.
The holy city coming down
from God out of the heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Prepared for a bride. Going for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell
with
them. And they should be his people. And God himself will be with him. And they their God. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. And shall be with them no more death, no sorrow, no crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are past. What's it? A past.
Hallelujah. Thing.
And he that sit up on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Watch this now. And he said to me, write these things. These words are true and faithful. Look what he said. And I said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I will give unto him that is a thirst, the fountain of water, and live freely. He that overcomes will inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I'm going to leave it right there. You know, I've just been doing some reading, right? Because I like the book. Revelation 20, beginning at 5. And I stopped at Revelation 21 and 20 right. and verse 6. Exactly. I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
He's here. He said that seed. You know what I'm talking about? The seed coming back for. He's going to pull him out of this ground. See, you thought when you were reading this, I told you a while ago about a parable, right? You might didn't hear me. Can I do it again? A parable is an earthly event pointing out a heavenly truth. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Between earth
yeah.
and the heaven. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. It's a spiritual thing. So he's coming back. I just
yeah.
read when you said the river. He's coming back. And he's going to pull you out of this old body. Some of us going to be judged. But some of us gonna be in the book of life. The judges
yeah,
won't be there for us like that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I tell you today
you,
as I leave with this message, tell you that God loves you so much that He'll let you take time to grow. That's why I saw about that day and night stuff. You don't know that day and night stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you preaching and teaching, if you've been really called by God, when someone is going and falling slipping in the dark and all these old things here, you have to stand firm on God's word. God still can help you, sister, when they come to you.
Thank you, Lord.
God still you, Lord. Can love you. Only
you,
way
Lord.
God stops loving us is when we stop loving Him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because the world
Thank
don't
you.
Love God like He said it a while ago. His peace He give. He don't give it the world.
Mm-hmm.
The world don't give the peace He give.
Yeah,
so you think
yeah.
you get peace because you got a house. You think you get peace because you got a beautiful wife, beautiful husband, bank account.
Mm-hmm.
You get peace. You think that's some peace. That ain't nothing when you see His face. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well do one more. I haven't wrote nothing down. Hey, He gave me another scripture. I'm going to be through with this. This is going to be it, y'all. This is going to be my last scripture. But I just want to give it to you, if you don't mind. Isaiah, I started this reading, you know, I started this reading. Can I do it anyway? Isaiah, in the day should a song be sung. In the land of Judea, we have a strong city, salvation,
strong
God
city.
Appointed for the wall of the bulwark. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nations would keep the truth of my interest in the end. Oh, help me, Holy
yeah.
Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We still dealing with the sea, y'all. Thou will
Thank
keep
you,
his mind in perfect peace, which his mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
you can take
yeah.
that home with you. Yes, sir. You can take
mm-hmm.
that home. Jehovah is our peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's our peace.
Yeah.
If you keep your mind on it. Somebody said, when did you get your mind? I was glad. I was glad
mm-hmm.
when I went to the house of the Lord. Somebody said, yeah, you're in the physical part, but you are the church. You are the
Thank
church.
You.
And watch this here. And you the bride. You the bride.
Yeah.
And you get dressed. You know, you got the seed
That's
in you now. Now the seed that took over. Now it's all over your body now. Now you're feeling now.
You,
if you've been riding me real good, you know, it's a good time to say, Lord, it's me, oh Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. It's me, oh Lord, standing
mm-hmm.
in the need of a blessing. Lord,
I
ask you to come in my life. Lord, prepare me to so you to come in my life, Lord, so I can receive
mm-hmm.
you, Lord. Lord, I don't know everything. I heard this young man talking a while ago, but Lord, it was something he said that helped
mm-hmm.
my heart. Lord, I know you're speaking right now, Lord. So help me, Lord, so I can get
mm-hmm.
entangled in your love, Lord. Wrapped
yeah.
up, tied up in your love, Lord. I don't want to go today after hearing the word like this here and go into sin. Lord, allow me to resist sin today. Bible has never been taught like this, but you might not never hear nobody say it like this. But let me tell you like this. Sometimes you ask God to forgive your sin, known and unknown. There's some things we doing, my brothers and sisters, we don't know we doing it. You understand me? So there's some things we do know we doing, but some things we don't know. Somebody said, yeah, you do. No, I'm telling you. There's some things you probably didn't say in your mind, your thought, your body language. You don't even know you do it because you do it so
mm-hmm.
You do it so naturally that it don't even affect you. But boy, when you love God, once he bring it to your attention, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, I want to be there. I want to be in there. I just read something about the book of life, Lord. I don't want to be there when the dead and the one that's been judged of the works be thrown in a fire, Lord. I want to be the one when you receive me and put me in that new heaven, in that new earth, Lord. I want to be in that John song. I want to be in that gate, you know, when it opened up and they said somebody standing there and sitting there, the only body standing there is your son. He's going to be the one, only one can judge. No one going to be able to judge. But then he allowed some angels to sit there and say, I remember when he repented. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I remember when she just said, Lord, it was the day I heard about the seed, about the kingdom of your word, how it went to the ground, how it took its root, and it took time, day and night, and it grew. And it grew so much that you pulled me out. Now I'm in your presence, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, I'm in your presence now, Lord. Lord, do what you want to me because I want to be in your presence forever. Don't allow me to stay in this state, Lord. Move me out of this state, Lord. I don't care how good it sounds, how much money you're making. It's not worth going to hell. It's not worth going to hell because hell, you will be lifting up your face. So why go the long way to hell? Help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, I'd rather have you hot or cold. Don't let nobody fool you. You can serve both masters. You can't. You're going to love one and hate the other. So I leave you with something.
Sure.
This earthly point that we give you right here is that seed. But the heavenly gain is when you lie to get in your life. And then once it gets in your life, you help somebody else along the way. I believe we should help one another. You don't have to have a title for this. I believe we should help
one another,
my sisters and brothers. I truly believe that we should help one another. And when you do that, the kingdom will rise. The kingdom will grow. Because the Bible says he adds to the church as needed. I believe he already added when he added that one. Yeah, Reverend. That one. Just that one.
Yes,
not the 10,000, but just that one.
Because
the Bible says all the angels in heaven rejoice. So I ask you to be in prayer with me. Thank God for you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for a bed here.
Yes,
so I ask you to bless you. I ask you to bless in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless. Bless our heart, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless you, Lord.
You,
bless us, Lord. Bless us. Bless us.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Hey, Martha. Sister Martha. Looking good. We might look good on the outside without really being good on the inside. I like that. We might look good on the outside without really being good on the inside. There's some good stuff there. There's some stuff that people can look so good. I tell them all the time, Reverend, even at the church, you probably heard me say it a few times, that we some good actors. We walk on the red carpet. We can look like we we can win a Cameo Award. Some of the things we ain't got no problems around, no things going on. We ain't a little devil walking in the church. You know, I'm talking about some truth there. But God is looking in a man's heart. Because if you can walk in God's house, or you can be in the presence of God and don't change, it won't be because of the preacher. Word. It won't be because of the singing of the gospel. It won't be because of somebody told you they didn't love you. It's because you didn't want to change. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You want to be a hypocrite. You want to be a phony. You want to stay where you are so people look at you and say, oh, he's going to church all the time. He's the church in him. What did the preacher preach about? You probably got 10 people in some churches and probably one might get it. Maybe two. What did the preacher preach? And we blame the preacher on everything. Well, if he's preaching right, if he's preaching and teaching right, it's going to be on you to receive that seed, amen?
That's right.
I am a mighty God. Nothing is too difficult for me. I have chosen to use weak ones like you to accomplish my purpose. Your weakness designed to open you up in my power. Therefore, do not fear and limitation of measure of days and demands against your strength. I like that. I'm not a careless God. When I allow difficulties to come into your life, I equip you fully to handle them. Relax in my presence. Trust my strength. Oh, I like that. Oh, that's peace. Mm-hmm. Trust my peace. He said, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about weakness, so that Christ's power may rest upon you. 2 Corinthians 12:19. Can you rest in the Lord like that? Can you trust in God, the Almighty God, like that? Can you lean not to your own understanding like that? Can you really follow him like that? So we thank God again for a month for that. We thank him for how we've been led to hear the word of God through that. Watch this here. One more now. One more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Joel's birthday. And when we read this, you got to understand she was in a part of the time of her life when she was reading this, these things coming up in her life. One of them was a baby, and this one here, she had to have this a little while back. It said, "Our highest good may come from the deepest suffer." All right, though Satan should buff, though the trials should come, let the blessing assurance control that Christ will regard my helpless estate and has shed his blood for my soul. There are some things going to come up in our life. Like Job, you know, we use Job as a lot because Job went through more than the average man a person would go through to still have to trust in the Lord. Because he was testing on every hand. But his birthday came. God had blessed him. I like how he put it right here. He said Job wanted to die and be forgotten. But instead God made sure his name and story would be remembered forever. Whether they give Job what he asked for, God gave future generations that they would need an inside look at the spiritual battle between God and Satan. This results of God's inspiring document that the suffering, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, has conformed to countless people. He said, look right here. When will we fear actually happen? We know to thank Job that God can use it to good. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can you help me with that? God is in control. I love that. When you're at your weakest point, when you just feel like you just can't do no more, God is right there. We love you, my brothers and sisters. We thank you, Amoth. We thank you, Reverend. We thank you, sister and brother. If it was somebody need prayer, if it's somebody needs help, somebody needed this way to end, they tried it. If it be God's will, we'll be here Monday. If not, you know what happened. God called us alone. If there's some tragedy that happened, if some God allowed it to happen, we count it all joy. But we thank all of you for coming out and who wanted to hear the word of the Lord. We thank God for his peace and love. Brother D, I see you hit that one button. We thank everybody for this signing in, you know. We know God is in the midst. We believe he's in the midst. We thank him for his love.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes, praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord. I really thank the Lord. What he has blessed us to see this day. He gave us this day our daily bread. Boy, every time I sit back and read or even listen to Revelation, it makes that heart pump. I thank God. Thank the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Still listening. He's still listening. He's still speaking. He's still answering prayer. He's still giving us strength to do what we do. He's still giving us. And I ask for prayer. Oh, man, I want to keep on doing the things that he desires and walking the way that he walks. In the name of Jesus. Not what I choose, but what he chooses for me. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Ed, for this lesson today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey. Mm-hmm. My brother, can you hear me?
Yes, praise the Lord. Yeah.
Hey, man. Just tuning in. Let my brothers know that I'm indeed glad and grateful to be able to hear the word again. And it's truly another blessed Friday. The Lord has embarked upon us. And I tell you guys, on Tuesday, this one, we're not going to see this one again. This one goes in the record book. I hope and trust that something my brother said today will rest room and abide with someone that needs the Lord, that someone needs to put their trust in God Almighty. He is true to the answer. He is the peace. I heard my brother when he spoke on peace. God is the peace,
yes,
above all peace. He the peace that surpasses all understanding, just like he said. One thing I found to be true, my brother, I found no error in God's word.
No, you're right about
it. I found no error. I know men that look for error. It is that affected God's word. Time and time again, I've found one eye that's not doubted. I've never found the T that wasn't crossed. So I'm just going to trust in the Lord. My brother was preaching, and as he was preaching, a soul dropped in my heart and said, until I die, I'll trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God. I thank God every time I whisper a prayer, I try to thank the Lord for giving us to choose the service, for giving us God's plan service much. So my brother says something that just don't seem to leave me. He said, Brother D, do you know we probably the only Bible that some of these people would ever hear?
Mm-hmm.
And I thank the Lord for putting it on him, giving it to him, giving you the word this morning to bring a powerful word, powerful message. And I just pray that someone again ask you all to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And we all, no matter how much we get on here and say or recite God's scripture, we need to be kept, just like everyone else. God has got to keep his hand on us too. If he don't, we'll go straight to. And I just thank him for being here for us, my brother, for giving us the word. I truly enjoy it. And I may not get I may not get a chance to hit the one button early, but I'm listening. I have background noise that I can't get in. I'll be listening. But I thank you for the word. Powerful message.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful message.
My God.
Amen.
Hey, Brother D. He said that parable. Well, it's an earthly thing, but it points out a heavenly event.
Heavenly meaning. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's an earthly thing. It's a heavenly meaning. For those that don't believe, all they got to do is look at the world. That's all they got to do. Look at the world. Look at your life unfolding every day in your face and see, is it not lining up? Now, here's the thing. You may not be lining up with God's word, but your life is lining up with God's word. Now, some of them going to miss that. I'm going to say it again. You may not be lining up with God's word, but your life is lining up with God's word. See, because his word can't fail.
Right.
So if you're not doing what God instructed man to do through the book of life, then your life won't show it.
if you're doing what God has instructed, man, he gave us 66 books to go by. If you're not living by them, your life going to show it. So
come
your
on,
life man. Is lying whether you do it or not. So, it's an earthly being, but a heavenly meeting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
God don't miss. That's all I can tell you, brother.
If I was looking at that,
God don't miss.
You don't like to talk. You don't like to talk, Brother D, but since you're not talking, fuck this, Brother D.
Hey,
you know
man.
What I like to talk? Reverend love to talk, dude, but you don't like to talk. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see in that scripture that
name was Jesus.
I was stuck on that kingdom, man. And he said, it's just like that kingdom that went to the ground, the seed, and no one touched it. The man who sowed, he went by his daily task, and it started growing. And I said, wow. And I started thinking about one of our favorite scriptures. If I be lifted up on earth,
I'll draw all men.
All men.
Not some men,
so
all men.
So I started thinking about it, but he said, you don't talk that much. You really don't talk that much. You don't matter. What do you think about the kingdom, man? What do you think about the kingdom, man?
I draw all men unto me. All. I say again, my brother, he don't miss. And see, this is why I thank the Lord for giving Brother Eric and Brother Brian to us. They get a chance to come on here Monday through Friday and plant the seed. God's word is the seed. That's God's word. They are planting God's word in you. Are you willing to allow it to fester and grow within? I like that. God's word.
Hey, I
appreciate you guys for coming on, giving the word, man.
God bless you.
Because I found in my life that we can't get it. You know, that's our work.
That's
truly our work. It is to spread God's word to the lost.
Amen.
Hey, brother D, you can't talk too much. Hey, Reverend Henry, let me talk to you then, because he talked too much. Say, Brother D, you remember this? I was Brother William was so he was so headstrong. You know what I'm talking about? He was so headstrong. He asked me about why. What happened? Why you come over here and hear all this and you know all what's going to come behind it? Why you keep coming out? And I told him something. But the scripture, though, ain't it? But I told him something. I said, because it's a seed. You remember that?
Amen.
Remember
Amen.
I remember that. The scripture just shows us that it was sown. That it was just like the kingdom. It was sown. And it's growing day and night. Look how that brother's been growing, man.
Amen.
I'm not saying
Amen.
He ain't no overnight.
Amen.
I'm talking about.
Amen. Amen. Some take a little more, work than others. Take a little more work than others. Yeah. That's it.
But most of it revolves on us, Brother D. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
We should never be a hindrance to no one. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
That's real talk.
Remember what I removed myself? I said, if I'm a hinder, then let me remove myself. I'd rather remove myself and let Reverend Henry come in and get the word than to stay here and Reverend Henry miss the boat.
Yeah, I know you're right. Yeah, because you know the book. You know the book. The book said the
Amen.
Blood will be on your hand. That blood will be on your hand.
So he said, go your hand. But the word said, it will be required at your hand, according to Scripture.
That's why I'm, I'm a coward on this part, for sure. You know, because I really believe, man, that I don't never want to have this in my mind. Can I say it anyway? Man, the all the laboring, man, all the teaching and preaching, the love ain't go to hell. That was so crazy to think about. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen. You hear them say
and go to hell.
And go to
Come
hell.
Come on, man.
You hear you hear him saying, why live in hell and then die and go to hell?
God,
but, you know, sometimes you have to ask yourself, when they're saying that, the rev, you have to ask yourself, do they really understand what they're saying? Because if you truly understood what you're saying, then you might continue to live in hell, but you won't live. You might continue to live in hell, but you would fix yourself the way you would have to die and go to hell.
Well,
you got to live on this earth until you die. We can't leave here until we die. So since you said this earth is hell, since you said we live in hell now, I ain't got. You know, I tell you like this here: I don't have to live in sin to live in sin. I ain't got to live in it. If I know that you's a hellish woman, you're a street woman, I ain't got to marry you. I know this ahead of time. So I know that this what I'm doing here is of a sinful nature. I know I ain't got to participate in it. I can remove myself from that. If I truly want to see God face to face one day, and I don't want to hear depart from me, for I know you're not, then I have to remove myself from this sinful way, even though I got to live on this earth until I leave here. I can remove myself from the willful sinning. Now, that I heard Reverend say a few minutes ago, so I just dropped that back. There going to be some sin you don't know you did.
That's it,
but man can
That's
eat
it.
Too much as a sin. We can gloat over
That's
food, and it's a sin. So we are making a practice asking the Lord to forgive us for our sin. And then when you said known and unknown, you're covering yourself because you don't know all the sins you commit. Rev just dropped it on you. You truly don't know.
Lord.
And this is why I try to tell people, I can live in sin, but I ain't got to live in sin. I don't have to participate in it because I'm living in it. I don't have to. That's my choice. And if I make that choice, then I'm choosing heaven to be. I'm choosing hell to be my home, and not heaven to be my home. I have a choice. I heard you a few minutes ago, Reverend. You said he won't have you lukewarm. He said, "Brother, have you hot or cold?" The Bible states that.
That's it. Bro.
And he goes on to say, "He said I will spew you out my mouth."
That's it.
The Bible states that. So you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. You just don't have to.
That's it.
He gave man a choice. He said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. The Bible states that.
You want something.
So if you choose a sinful life all your life, that's your choice. But just know that there's a paycheck that come with that. There's a paycheck that come with it. I want my check to be to be my key. I don't want money. I want my check to be my key. I want, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's my check. That's the check I want. And I got to do some things here on this earth to receive that check. I got to talk to that young man that's in sin. I got to talk to that young woman that's in sin and show them through scripture that there's a better way.
Oh, yes. You're so right.
You heard Rev say a few minutes ago, he said it will be, their soul will be required. He didn't make that up. That's scripture. Their soul is going to be required at your hand.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be required at your hand. So when you turn and walk away from that young man that needed help, and God has inputted the word in you, and but you turned and walked away. You didn't have time. He didn't have enough money. He was too nasty. He didn't smell right. He wasn't clean enough. When you turn and walk away, it's like you turn away from God. There's no difference.
You're so right.
I can say that because I read somewhere in his word, he says the least little thing that you do unto him, he said you do it unto me.
Yes, sir.
So if you turn and walk away from a sinful person that's seeking help, you're walking away from God.
Reverend
Henry. Scripture can't lie.
Reverend Henry.
I'm gonna shut up. I'm gonna shut up.
I told you. I got to depend. He can't talk a lot.
I'm gonna shut up, man. Rev, I'm gonna shut up because of the word.
that you good, man.
God is so good to us, man. We just don't know if we only knew how good the Lord truly is. I'm going to show you guys something. I said I wasn't going to say anything, but just to show you how good the Lord is. My mother-in-law is there with me, 83 years young now. She has a rocking chair that she set right there in my big picture window. A lot of days, that's what she said. A lot of nights, that's what she's sitting at. Today is Friday, Thursday. Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Thursday morning, Wednesday night, right early. I normally up 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'm up getting myself dressed to go to work. My mother normally sit in that chair, but the Lord saw fit for her to get in the bed. You know, it's how easy it is, real. The Lord saw fit for her to get in the bed. I heard something in my room, and I thought it was a light bulb had shattered. And I looked around, and I didn't see nothing. So I went back in my room, and I started thinking, I said, no, that was a little too heavy to be a bulb. That sounded like glass. So I walk in my room, and I walk out of my room, and I walk back in the living room, and I look around and see them. But I see my curtain. I can see where the drape was moved back. So I go move them back, and someone had threw a brick through my front window. Landed in the chair that she normally sit in. God saw fit for her to go get in the bed. Even though that's a little problem that had to be taken care of, and it cost me a little money to fix it, but do you see how God care you?
Come on, man.
Now normally she's sitting there. A lot of times she fall asleep there. But the Lord saw fit for her to go get in the bed.
Come on, man.
She really hadn't been rested. You know, I lost my brother-in-law, which was her child, born on her birthday, and she really hadn't been resting well. She'd been sitting in that chair a lot more lately.
Yeah.
But the Lord saw fit for her to go get in the bed.
If you think
God won't take care of you, if you think he won't wrap his loving arms around you, I dare you to try it. God will fix situations before they become situations. What you mean, brother? Did you see what I'm saying? Real? I know my brother see it. God will fix situations for you before they even become.
Yes, sir.
He said the word. I read where he said, I know your thoughts.
Yeah,
so he knew what was going to happen before it happened.
Oh, yeah,
God knew last year. It was going to happen that day. But he saw fit for it to go get in the bed.
Yes, sir.
Now you tell me, what would our brother pay? Would our brother pay $625 to get the glass fixed? Or would our brother pay for a burial?
Yes, sir.
Hit her side the head with a rock right about now. As frail as my mother-in-law is right now, as at her age, I'm pretty sure it could have been a death-defying blow. But God saw fit.
Yeah. He's able, man.
And you think he ain't good?
Yeah,
I just
had
to tell someone to tell somebody. Yeah. I tried to talk. I be trying not to talk so much, but the Lord moves.
You can't, man. You
God
can't.
So good.
I don't see how Reverend Hemp doing, man. I thought I ran here to talk more than you, but you got him, though, but he right there with you. Come on, man.
In the name of Jesus.
That's a good
You know what, Rip? I hear the song right there saying, I just can't keep it to myself.
Yes, sir.
And when it comes to God, I just can't keep it to myself.
But you know, Brother D, since Reverend Hen's so humble, he won't say nothing. Let me tell you something. That right there allows me to know that only God has the expiration date.
Amen. Amen.
You hear me? Only God
has.
Some people boast, man. I've been here 70 years. I've been here 80 years. I've been here 90 years. Yeah. 4 years. You know, don't you know God got the expiration date?
Mm-hmm. Bible says you're born with the destiny.
So while you're
predestined.
There you go. So while you're down, God, use me in your service, Lord. I won't be guilty of telling somebody that God loves them and me telling me how long I've been here and did nothing for God.
They ain't did nothing.
You know,
I allowed you to have knowledge of me, and you told no one.
Yeah, there you go.
What did you do?
Yeah.
What did you, hey, Rhea, what did you do with the knowledge? What did you do? What did you do with them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Somebody said, well, I put my eyes in the ground. I knew you was coming back.
Yeah.
Man. I'm going to tell you something for real, though. God is making some decisions in our life. It already in tomorrow. In our life, already in tomorrow. It's already been done. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. You good. He know real.
Mm-hmm.
What is using me being up? He up.
Mm-hmm.
And Bible says he's a sleeper slumber. And you see me
praise
being up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know we ain't got enough sense to get out of here. What you got on your mind? You know we don't have enough sense. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I spoke a while ago. I spoke before Brother D spoke, and then
I know you did. You used to be long.
Operate.
I guess you didn't feel like it,
man. No, as y'all talk, I pray. When I'm not talking, I'm praying. Or I'm searching, even myself. So, I'm here, bro.
I'm
working.
There you go. Well, we don't get nothing out of this today. We don't get nothing out of this, brother, or sisters and brothers. Know that that seed, when he came back to you, but to be here to stay here, it's to, for him. It's a town of life. That's why I went to Revelation with it. You know, because he did that. I didn't do that. My mind wasn't even thinking about none of that. But he allowed that seed, that kingdom to spread on this earth and grow in people. And now he's going to come back the second day.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get us.
Right.
I'm trying to warn you, though. Don't be in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Be good God of your works. Be in the book.
That's right.
The book of life. If you don't hear nothing from that, make Jesus your choice.
That's right.
I love that songwriter, man. It touched me. If it touched me, you know, don't you want to be touched? Touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know he's here. Touch me.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
He can help. You know, some loved ones are gone. You can't do nothing about it. I wish I could talk to my mother, my father, my grandparents, my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people I just... But, boy, you know who I really want to see?
Mm-hmm.
King Jesus.
That's it. Yeah,
I want to see him. I want to ask him, you allow me to go through some almost 30 years before I understood you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask why.
Mm-hmm.
So you should know you're preaching now, you this and that now, but there's some thing I think he could have stopped. Could I be ignorant for a minute? Could I be ignorant for a minute? And then you know what he's gonna do? My son,
mm-hmm.
I did that so you could help others. I know what he's gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
I did that so you could help others. So when you do stand and teach and preach the other way, you won't be self-righteous. You won't be looking like you better. You look like I still wiping dirt off my knees. I'm still wiping dirt off my head. You know, I can't look down on my. I got to be steady picking people up. As I pick you up, I'm picking myself up because I'm getting down there with you. God had to meet us somewhere.
Yeah.
Places in our life. I know I'm right about what I'm saying. Is that I love people, man. I used to didn't say this. I was an introvert. I was alone sometimes a lot of things. But some kind of way, he put me in a situation
to do what I do today. It's love and preach and teach His word. And I've been I've been guilty of a lot of things. I just want to be guilty that I love God's people. I don't look at this nothing on the outside like Sister Martha said. I'm trying to see what's on that inside. Because you can look good on the outside and be tore up on the inside. Really?
That's right.
It's all in your hand. That's how you want to do it, man. I'm God has done His job. I really believe through me,
Right, it's a lot.
You can pray us out. You can encourage us a little bit more. It don't matter.
That's beautiful. Beautiful today. God has really blessed us. Really blessed us today, man. And I'm so thankful, grateful for all that He has done, all He allowed to be said, all the encouragement. Oh, God is so good. And I pray that we don't miss it. Pray that we don't allow this to fall by the wayside, but make room for it, even in our heart. But even one thing about it, even if it's cutting to some, let it wound you. Let it wound you that God may heal you. Let it remove out that displeasing in His sight, that you may grow in Him, that you won't be the one that is said to turn away from me, you worker of iniquity, but you'll be the one that here you've been faithful over a few things. You've been faithful even with yourself, even when no one else can see, but you've been faithful even over the secret matters of your heart, since you've been faithful over that. you work on, it's easy to work on things that people see, but you even went further and you worked on things that people could not see, and you repaired your relationship with our Holy Father. So this is what we're striving for. This is what we're striving for when we say be pleased in the sight of God. Sees all and knows all. So we thank Him for that. We thank Him for that, how He allowed continually, He's been helping us in this repentant state, even with repentant lessons of growth God's been giving. I pray that we're paying attention, even through this pandemic. I pray that God, I pray that the message and the lesson that He's trying to teach us, I pray that we get it. I pray this is my prayer. Oh, hallelujah. And I pray for those that are strong, even become stronger. And even those that are weak and need a little help, we pray that God bless you as you turn your hearts, these hearts of ours, you turn them to God and let him do a work on the heart, on the room we have made for Him. Even we ask Him to increase in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Increase, oh God, while we're in our right mind. while we're spiritual, let us to be even more spiritual. So when the evil days come, we won't fall. When temptation comes, we won't fail. When we can accept that prayer that He prayed for us, that our faith wouldn't fail. We thank God. We love you. Oh, God, we thank you for all that you have done this day in Jesus' name. We pray, oh, holy God. Father, we are so thankful that you have allowed us to experience, oh, Father God, spiritual growth. Oh, you allowed us to experience your voice. You allowed us, Father God, even through these parables, speak to our hearts, Father. You're just thankful that you set aside those that you would gather unto yourself. Oh, hallelujah. And you allow us, Father God, to go through and to be made better for you. We said thank you. We count it as a privilege. We count it as a blessing, Father God. Bless us to take heed to these things, these warnings that you're giving, Father God. Oh, and time and space, giving us time to repent and space to make room for you. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We love you. Thank you for the message. Thank you for your messenger. Thank you for Brother D. Thank you for a martyr that you've given unto us, things that you've given unto us, Father God, that may help us to be better, help us to bring into remembrance, help us to hear testimonies that will strengthen our hearts as we walk this walk. Protection that you've given us, we say thank you. You kept us, Father God, even in thy love and care. You put urge it upon someone's heart to be removed from danger, even as they got up out of a chair and went down in the bed. We see your protection, hallelujah, and we say thank you, Father God. You even given thoughts to one to not go a certain way. That is your protection as well, and we acknowledge it, and we say thank you. You give us urges from the Holy Spirit that help us stay out of danger. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. You're going to give strength to those that need a little bit more strength, Father. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. You're going to help some walk even a little better. We said thank you. We rejoice in that. This lesson that you've given to us today, oh, Father God, bless us that we may use it in abundance, oh, that you have meant for it to be used. Oh, let bless our life as we trim that wick and we clear that globe that our light may shine a little bit more brighter. We say thank you, and we love you for it. We love you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, hallelujah unto your name. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, bless these hearts. These hearts that they will be better just what you had intended for them to be in Jesus' name. Is our prayer. Before we end this prayer, I want to say we love you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, we love you with our whole heart, Father God. Oh, we love you. We thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father. Oh, before we end this prayer, all those that turned aside to listen and even stayed unto the benediction, add a special blessing unto them, Father, that others may see there's a blessing. And the benediction it is in Jesus' name, we ask it all. In the wonderful name, the mighty counselor, oh, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I've been through enough to know that when it's all over, I'll still be standing. I don't care what you're going through today. That's all you need to ask God to do for you. I don't care what the doctor says. All you need is just one. You just need God to touch you. I know I'm not much.
Touch me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Touch me.
Sometimes I feel,
Lord, touch
so unworthy.
Me. Touch me.
I'll never be very much. I'll never be very much.
Touch.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch me.
Until the hands of Jesus come,
Lord, touch
and reach out and touch me.
Touch me.
You see, I looked at my hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Touch me.
I want you to know my hands look new.
Yes, it did.
I look down at my feet.
Look down my feet.
And they did too.
They did too.
Here's what I got. I've been praying.
I've been praying.
I've been praying.
Touch me.
I can talk right.
Touch me.
If you touch me.
If you touch me.